Last but not
Meatloaf.
This messenger.
Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey. This is a dragonfly from Puregasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Hey, guys, check it out. I just had a cool conversation with the band Goodnight Sunrise. What a great group of people. Canadians are the best. I'm telling you, I just need to leave the United States and go to Canada because every Canadian I've met has always been way cooler than any American I've ever met. No offense to any of you Americans. But we had about 30 minutes to work with on this episode. So I'm actually, we didn't get to do the improv and all that stuff. Like I normally do in the beginning, we do the improv sketches. We didn't do that, but as a special treat, I do have a song of theirs off the new album, Falling Awake. This song right here is called Deal With It, so I'm going to play this here in the beginning, and you guys listen to this, enjoy it, it's going to be awesome, and then we'll roll into the podcast from there. It's going to be a little different than normally. This is just a real tight, just hangout episode, and sometimes that's all we need. As a podcaster, sometimes that's all I need is just to get straight to the point. I'm not good at getting straight to the point. You guys know I babble, and I've probably babbled on way too long in this intro. And you guys won't have to listen to improv this week, which is a great thing because nobody wants to hear me do improv, right? Because I suck at it. But I guess that's the horribly awkward part. So, without further ado, I bring to you Goodnight Sunrise. Deal with it.
Deal with it.
it'll stand out more.
Yeah.
Because on Friday we're releasing the song, so we'll just be promoting the song and blah, blah, blah. Then on Monday we can share this link.
Cool. Okay. So welcome to Horribly Awkward, you guys. This is going to be a very special edition. And I don't know the episode number because I'm not sure what's going to happen between now and Monday. But today you're listening to this. If you listen to it the day it's released, it is Monday, July 11th. And I've got on from the
band. We're a band.
Yeah, you guys are a band. Wait, you're not a comedy duo?
It depends on the venue.
Yeah, it really does depend. Generally, we like to say that we are a rock band.
Yeah, for sure. I totally agree with that.
Great, good.
That's good. Off to a good start.
Good night, sunrise. What I was trying to do is pull you guys' names up real quick. I was like, Vanessa, David, Paul. Oh, there we go. That is right, right?
That's right. That's
Damn it. I didn't write that down either. That was fantastic. Okay, cool. Yeah, so how you guys doing?
So great.
Great.
You sound great. All the way from Canada. It's like a different planet.
It's not, actually. We're very close neighbors to you.
Mm-hmm. Not to me. I'm in California.
Right.
So you guys got a new album coming out.
Sorry, say that again.
So you have a new album coming out in September.
We do.
So awesome. I've actually been listening to Create, Destroy, Create a lot on Spotify.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to us. Do you like it?
This Is Our Wanting? What a fucking great song.
Oh my God. Wow, you even know song titles?
Okay, here's a little thing about me. Like, nowadays, in the way music is, I rarely ever know song titles, but I was looking at them, I was like, this song is killer. I have to remember the song title because no one's doing 7-minute songs anymore.
No, they are not, except for Arcade Fire, but yes, no.
Well, yeah. You'll be happy to know then that when we play it live, it's actually more like 9 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, we added a whole, like, drum jam thing in there. It's, like, really long. Oh,
just to really drive it in.
That's so awesome. That's such a great song. And Wanderlust, such a great song.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Vanessa really doesn't really like that song.
I just can't stand that song.
Really? Why not?
I don't know.
I think it's probably because she doesn't know how to play it.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, I'm ready for the new music. I've listened to Deal With It a bunch, though, because that comes up on Spotify. So I listen to that a lot. That's an awesome song.
When are you going to make it out to a show?
Wow. Okay. First, you know what? I haven't been to any live shows at all. Okay. You guys will probably kill me when I say this, but at like 2001.
What? Why?
I don't know. I just don't get out much. My anxiety. I'm awkward. Right?
Well, I feel like, honestly, like, you need to actually rectify the situation. If there's one goal we have during this podcast, it's to get you out to a live show.
Yeah, I'm in Fresno. There seems to not be a lot of things that come through. And if it is, it's like the big things, like, the big boy bands and shit. Justin Bieber, I'm not going to go see that. You know, like, I guess there's some small stuff. We have a couple of small venues, but I just never go. I don't know. I just never go, you guys.
Okay. Well, incidentally, there was, prior to us starting this band, there was another band called Could Night Sunrise that was like an emo punk band from Southern California.
Oh my God.
You just need to see the good
So, yeah, maybe if they're Southern still, yeah, but they changed their name a few years ago, thankfully.
Do you want to know what they changed it to though?
What's that?
The Good Night.
The Good Night.
That's right. Not The Good Night. The Good Night.
The Good Night. That just sounds like a bad, like a B Batman movie or something.
I agree.
Like the Christian Batman.
I am Good Night.
Well, we think you should go see them.
Okay, so yeah, when I was searching for you guys, this is probably who I saw.
Yeah, it was definitely
maybe
them.
if there was pictures of four guys in like bandanas, then yeah, it was them.
I was trying to figure that out. I was like, this is not them.
Yeah, if a picture comes up when you Google Goodnight Sunrise and it has a girl in it, it's us.
Yes.
And if it's the four guys who look like they're from California, then it's them.
Right. That look like they're from California. I think they're wearing eyeliner.
I don't know if I could see that because, you know, since I'm from California, you know, I don't know if I could see when people are from California since I live here.
If you turn your video on, we can tell you if you look like you're from California.
All right, here we go. Tell me if I look like I'm from California.
You look pretty Canadian, actually.
Yeah, you actually look
totally Canadian.
You look like you're from Calgary or something.
What's that about?
Nice one.
Yeah. Right.
Back to anonymity.
So how long you guys have been a band? How long you guys been together, working together, playing together?
For about 5 years.
Yeah, that's longer than I've done anything.
Oh, yeah?
Except for a job. I have a job I've been at for 6 years. But that's about it.
Okay. Well,
here we are, 5 years.
We wouldn't have made it this far without each other.
In general life, I think he means.
I mean the band, specifically.
Well, I've seen some videos. You guys are dressed up like Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, that was one of the highlights of our career thus far.
You gotta always push the envelope to keep the kids interested. Yeah. So, you know.
The kids are the one with the disposable income, so we're really just trying to cater to them. So
yeah, kids from 1994, specifically.
That's so awesome. Yeah, I heard you guys on Paula Allen's podcast. You guys got to hang out with Paula in person?
Well, we were in person.
That's so fucking amazing. Yeah, Paula is such a sweetheart. Like, I would love to actually meet her in person. That'd be so awesome.
Oh my gosh, you've never even met her.
I haven't met anybody. I have never met anybody.
What?
I've done so many podcasts, I have so many guests, and I've not met one of them.
Okay, we're changing the scope of our goal for this podcast. Rather than get you out to a show, we want you to meet someone.
Yeah, just someone.
Like, just give you some human connection. Like, your address, we'll call someone.
Yeah, I'm a hermit, guys. Like, I work graveyard. I work like 8 or 9 p.m. till 7 a.m., 8 a.m., and then I wake up midday, like right around now, and then I just hang out till I go to work. That's the cycle of my life. It's so depressing and sad.
Well, it's not depressing, but are you missing, like, human contact?
I don't know how to change that.
Oh, my God, I wish we lived in California.
Yeah, you guys would take me out and have me dress up as Splinter?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man, totally.
And then you wouldn't have any anxiety because no one would even, like, know it was you. You'd just be a giant rat.
I think I already look like a giant rat.
We tried to go for Halloween as April, Raphael, and Casey Jones, but everyone just thought I was Jason Voorhees. So we should have gone Splinter. That would have been more wise, yeah. I think.
Oh, Jason Voorhees is way cooler.
Yeah, but Jason with, like, really long hair. It just was a weird... It didn't make sense for some people.
Didn't really make sense. Yeah. That was awesome when David wore for his costume. What do you call those things? The suit? What is that called?
Oh, like the green man suit that you can...
But it has, like, a name.
I think they call it a green man suit. It's
no,
like
it
a...
Name.
No, it has a different name. Anyways, it's like the full body spandex suit. And, like... He had to go to the bathroom, and it would turn into, like, a crisis every time.
Story of my life right there.
Those things aren't really ergonomically designed, but I regret nothing because I looked awesome.
Yeah, he looked really good.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I have a couple questions. I did this way late, so I only got two of them on Facebook from a couple of good friends. But from Normie Late, it's one of my friends. That's America's Sweetheart. You guys ever meet her? She's America's Sweetheart. She does, like, Zombie Cast, which you think America's Sweetheart wouldn't do a show called Zombie Cast, but she does. But she was asking, who are your heroes in the music world?
Ooh, hoo, hoo. My hero, personally. That's a tough one. I mean, it's a very nuanced question because on the one hand, Britney Spears truly is a hero of mine and I back it up. The reason being that I've always, like, really gotten my sense of confidence from her because she really could not sing and she never let on. She, like, walked out and owned that shit. Like, she acted like she was the shit even though, like, she really didn't have much going for her and she sold it to the world. Like, if you really want to talk about confidence, like, making someone, it's Britney, bitch.
Yeah. All it takes is a lot of confidence, and confidence goes a long way. You just got to show it.
Yeah, so that's mine. Yours, guys, friends.
Well, it's kind of probably a mainstream selection, but as a drummer, I don't know. I always like Dave Grohl. Like, to me, Dave, like, not only is, like, the champion for perseverance and not letting, you know, one, you know, ultimate band experience end and just go away with the fade away into the sunset. He kind of reinvented himself. And he's not only, like, a kick-ass drummer, but he's a great front man. And any drummer knows they wish they were in the front to try and get some accolades. So he's got the front man thing going. He's a hell of a drummer, and he definitely perseveres through adversity. So it's probably a Dave Grohl selection.
Yeah, Dave Grohl's super cool.
And he's just, like, funny.
And he's nice. I feel like he's the nicest guy. I feel like he's humble somehow.
That name sounds familiar. Who is that?
So Dave Grohl was the drummer for Nirvana.
Oh, and, yeah, okay.
And then became the lead singer of Foo Fighters.
Oh,
and
awesome.
Then drummer of Queens of the Stone Age, off their best album, and then went back to making more albums with the Foo Fighters.
Just killing it.
But probably most famously played drums on all the Tenacious D albums as well.
He also famously played Satan in The Pick of Destiny.
Yes.
Yeah, Jack Black. What an awesome dude. What an awesome dude. So who's in there? I got Vanessa and who? Paul and David?
That was Paul talking about his love for Dave Grohl. And this is David speaking now.
All right, David, who's yours?
About Bach.
Johann Sebastian.
Fucking Bach.
No, I was going to say two, and one of them was going to be Dave Grohl, because I think Dave Grohl's just any rock musician's hero. But yeah, so for all the same reasons that Paul said. But so my second one, then I'll say to be original as well, is Pete Townsend from The Who.
Okay.
Because I find him fascinating. I find their whole career and the evolution of their music and he was so experimental, and he invented so many things, and like the concept albums that came out of his brain, and the reflection of society through the art that he created and the rest of them. He's just a fascinating guy.
Yeah, those are all awesome answers. But I got to say, I wasn't expecting Vanessa to say Britney Spears, and that just blew my mind. So I'm going to, you know, and Britney Spears look good with with short hair, so awesome.
Yeah, you know what? And Britney's like
the shaved head?
She didn't look good with the shaved head.
Yeah, heck yeah.
To each their own, man. To each their own.
Okay, next question.
Next question from Tony Borges, my cousin. He says, if you can cover any song, what would it be?
Well, Tony, I don't know. I just wanted to respond.
Oh my God. I have like so many I'd want to cover. You know what? They're all recent ones though. Like every time I hear a new really good pop song, I want to cover it. So right now, oh my God, I'm obsessed with a new Rihanna song.
Not work.
No, okay. Oh, don't even say that.
I thought that you were.
Bitch better have my money.
Making
no.
a joke.
Guys,
bitch better have my money. That's a good song.
No.
Yeah, these are all great songs.
The Calvin Harris and Rihanna song. You know what I'm talking about?
You know, I listen. No, I probably do. If you start singing it, I can sing it.
No. Okay, I need to sing it, but like now it's like I'm on the spot, so I can't even think of what it is, but it's so good. Okay, you guys go next, and I'll think about it.
What's on our list? There's always like a list of songs we think about covering, but we so far, I don't know. The songs that we have covered.
Okay, sorry, I'm gonna interrupt.
This is what you came for. Lightning.
Oh, yeah.
Time you move. I can see her standing there, but she's looking at you.
Okay, it's not doing that. Anyways, that's song.
It sucks that it got kind of scrambled while you sung that, because that was awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I was just adding a backbeat.
Okay, you were saying, sorry.
I actually do like the new Justin Timberlake song, I must admit.
Justin Timberlake's fucking awesome.
Sunshine in my body.
That would be a great song to cover. Like, basically, yeah, there's a lot of pop songs I want to cover.
Yeah, there's nothing better than, like, doing a pop song heavy.
Yeah.
With, like, tons of distortion and making it fucking loud.
Yeah, we did. We did that with Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
You?
Form. Okay, well, I think I don't know if this was a good idea in retrospect. I don't know if we've ever gotten really enough feedback to know, but we did mash up Taylor Swift's Shake It Off with War Pigs by Black Sabbath.
That was sick.
I think it worked.
Anyone who doesn't like it is an idiot.
Yeah, I agree.
I like Taylor Swift, I have to say, guys. She's pretty awesome.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
I gotta say, for me, it would be... It's a tie between Surrender by Cheap Trick, which is continually vetoed by the band, and really anything off ABBA Gold.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, specifically, you know, SOS would be a great ABBA song.
I would do that.
Or Give Me a Man After Midnight is also pretty epic. Because people would think you were doing the Madonna song and be like, oh, I know this Madonna song. Right. And then you go into the ABBA song that she sampled it from.
Ooh.
So any ABBA Gold song or a Cheap Trick.
I would do song. An ABBA song. I just don't. No, I would definitely do that. Great.
You guys did like an Eminem thing, right?
That was
That
was our
best. We haven't done that for a very long time, but yeah, we mashed up Stan by Eminem with Heart of Gold by Neil Young.
Because
they had a very similar chord progression, same kind of vibe. Yeah. They're about the same thing, right?
Yeah, they're exactly the same. Yeah, exactly.
Eminem's Neil Young's son.
All right.
Here's a question for me. So, I have to know. What are your guys' celebrity crushes? I'll tell you mine first.
Like
you
guys. Sexual? So I want to be friends with.
Oh, did you say you're going to tell us your crush?
Mine is Kristen Wiig, hands down.
Woo.
Really?
She just got the... Her personality is... I don't know. Just something about her. I watch all of her movies, even like the smaller shitty ones that some of them are pretty good. I'm in love with her. She's so awesome. If I could sit down and have her on a podcast, that'd be so great. She didn't even do social media, though.
Hmm.
Is that why part of why you like her so much?
No. Actually, I found that out recently. I was looking her up, but I don't know. I've just always been very attracted to her style of comedy.
I have not had a celebrity crush, honestly, since I was 17 and obsessed with Keanu Reeves.
So, Keanu Reeves? Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? He's amazing. But I mean, my crush has really dissipated. Like, I haven't had a celebrity crush in so long. I sincerely don't have one.
We'll go with Keanu Reeves. And have you seen John Wick? What an awesome movie.
I actually haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's a cool movie.
Well, I mean, to me, it's just Point Break on repeat.
Yeah.
And I'm good with that.
Well, Speed. So good. Yeah.
What about you guys?
Yeah, what about you guys, huh?
Like, which, like, from a hotness perspective, or like...
Yeah, just attracted to. You got to have a crush, like, oh, this person, or this...
You know what? I have kind of a crush on the girls from Broad City, and then I just want to be them. Like, oh, I would just want to, like, actually be their best friend. Yes. Like, number one, people I'd want to hang out with on the planet would be either Mindy or the Broad City girls.
Yeah, they seem like they're just, like, doing their thing and recording it and making a show, which is kind of neat.
And they're so fucking funny.
Yeah, I'd love to hang out with them. I don't know if I would have a romantic interest in them because they're too insane, but great in a great.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going on like a 72-hour bender.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be the best. And you know, just for we're gonna have to say, in the club we all fam.
In the club.
This is like a new game. Instead of what's the three options? Like the date, marry,
fuck, no, marry, kill.
Fuck, yeah. Mary, kill. I guess she could change it to be like drink. Fuck, Mary, bender.
Mary, bender.
Who would you want to go on a bender with?
Well, it's the difference between. It'd be a tie. It'd be tricky between fuck and bender, right? Like.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Is it?
You just said you'd want to go on a bender with the girls from Broad City, but you wouldn't want to fuck them necessarily.
I didn't say that.
David did.
Oh.
Yeah. We're different people, Vanessa.
I think a bender would consist of, yeah, like 72 hours, and then you just got a major hangover and say, what the fuck did I just do for the past 2 days, 3 days? Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like those two would definitely be down for that and hilarious, too.
And if you don't follow their Instagram, you really should, because it literally makes me laugh every single day. Like, if you're ever in a bad mood, just look at Broad City's Instagram.
You know, there's some great Instagram pages where you're just like, oh, this is clever. And then some people like me on Instagram, I'll just post like, here's a picture. Go listen to my podcast. I'm so lame on Instagram.
So we won't follow you on Instagram.
You gotta set yourself up so much.
Yeah, you do. You're very funny. You're charming. You look Canadian.
Oh. Yeah, you got a lot of things going for you.
I never heard that before. You just made my day. I look Canadian. I mean, maybe I can get free health care.
You're a 10 in Canada, man. You're a total... Canada.
I need to move to Canada.
Yeah, you need to be raking it in.
Yeah, my lease is up on the apartment I'm in right now at the end of the month, so fuck, I guess I'm going to Canada.
You show up with the beard at customs, they don't even ask for your passport. They're just like, come on home, sir.
What?
Yeah, all you Canadians, you guys are all super. I've never met one like angry Canadian. You guys are all super fucking cool, which is so awesome.
Paul has serious anger management issues.
Yeah, well, I'm actually a dual citizen. So
I'm
Right, that's yep. Awesome. So you guys got to cut out here in a couple seconds.
Yeah, where's
we're just waiting for Jason.
Yeah, we're here until the guy opens the door and tells us we're done.
But does he have keys?
No, but isn't he going to message us?
Who does he message to get in?
You're getting a window into our the process behind which we do things.
I don't know. He doesn't text me ever.
Yeah, he would send it in the thread thing.
Okay, well, he hasn't sent anything.
I'm always interested in the behind-the-scenes
stuff.
All
right, so, well, we can keep
I'm going to answer the celebrity crush, though, in the same vein as Vanessa, though, and say Keanu Reeves from, like, a friend crush. Like, have you seen Keanu these days? Like, he's totally, like, a chill Buddha. I just kind of want to hang out with him.
Yeah. Do you think he sees animals behind him?
He definitely has multiple spirit animals around him at any given time.
You might want to know this. Paul found his spirit animal. Yesterday, do you want to tell him about that?
Yeah, my spirit animal is a Chilean sea bass.
Oh, what the hell is that?
In a saltwater tank.
A spirit tank.
Oh, I thought
a spirit tank.
I thought you were going to say in a coconut curry sauce.
Yeah, in a coconut curry sauce.
So you ate your spirit animal.
Every night.
Every night.
That's his form of meditation.
My spirit animal is probably like a cockroach or something. I see those all the time when I'm working.
Yeah, well, they're gonna live forever, man. So your spirit animal is gonna survive.
I'd rather be smushed.
Why do you see cockroaches where you work?
Because I clean like parking lots and stuff. I do sidewalk cleaning, pressure washing.
Got it. Do you think animals have like spirit humans?
Yeah, it's probably me. They're looking at me like, oh, it's my spirit human. He cleans the ground for us so we can live here in the cracks.
I am your god, cockroaches.
Isn't there a movie? This is not good because I don't remember anything about it. I remember some movie that was terrible about this guy who is like the king of the cockroaches.
Joe's Apartment.
Yeah.
Joe's Apartment. Joe's Apartment.
Yeah, with Connolly. What's his name?
Oh yeah, Jerry O'Connell.
Jerry O'Connell, right? Well, the jam space that we're Skyping you from right now is in the basement of this like industrial warehouse, and every time we get rocking, I can always tell. Like, I've never told you guys this. When we're like really rocking, I start seeing like bugs escape.
What are you?
Yeah, so like particularly in that corner over there,
what?
There's like all these like moths and bugs, and when they're really rumbling, I see these things like freak out and like seek shelter.
Ew! Wow.
Yeah,
that's when we
made it.
You got to remind me to stay away from there, man. Bugs freak me the hell out.
That's your job. How do they freak you out?
Oh, trust me, they freak me out. I can't stand them. I honestly can't stand them. I killed them. Yeah, killed them.
That's good. So should we start a pest control business?
I'm out there with hot water, so I just like if I can get close enough to one to hit it with the hot water and the pressure quick enough to kill it, I do that. It's fun.
Nice.
Our mayor has arrived.
You have a lame life, Sean. You go to work and you get excited about killing a cockroach and you don't go to shows. What the hell?
Okay, so, well, we still got to find out how you meet someone.
Yeah, how are you going to meet someone? After this,
okay, here's what I want you to do. Do you ever order, like, pizza delivery?
No, because the pizza place is right across the street. I can walk within, like, 100 feet.
Okay, so the next time
you go outside.
So when you cross the street and you go to the pizzeria, I want you just to be like, hey, what's your name, man, to the cashier. And you can just log that in your book, like, I met Pedro, the cashier.
Yeah. I can meet people, but look, just face-to-face conversations, like, my anxiety kicks in. I don't want to hang out. Like, we could do this on Skype. I could do face-to-face on Skype, because if you guys had your camera up, I could be looking you right in the face, and technically I'm not making eye contact, so.
How would that not – that would give me so much more anxiety.
No, I don't, you know, yeah. If you would have asked me 2 years ago when I started podcasting, I was afraid to get on Skype.
Hmm. All right, so baby steps.
Yeah, but now I'm like, I've had last week I had on Lou Temple. He was in Walking Dead and Devil's Rejects. And no problem. I didn't have any anxiety at all.
Well, that's great.
All right, that's cool. So then maybe in a not-too-distant future, you would be able to easily have a conversation with someone in person.
Yeah.
On your podcast.
You guys, this is not, let's talk about Sean and how lame he is. All right.
We're not talking about how lame you are. We like you, and we want you to be happy.
Dive into your psyche and figure you out.
Yeah, I'm totally working at it. I've noticed, when I go to a store and I'm talking to the cashier or something, I can notice I'll say more stuff than I normally would have a couple of years ago. I don't even know where this anxiety came from.
Well, it just happens sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
I wouldn't know where it came from. Just plow ahead. Keep on making little steps. Next thing you know, people won't be able to get rid of you. You'll be like, let me hang out. I want to hang out with you all the time.
Because the end game here for us is getting our guest list at our show.
Yes.
So that we can party in person. But, yep. You know, baby steps. Baby steps to a Goodnight Sunrise guest list.
Our release is in the fall. You have a few months to work towards that one. If you don't make that one, we're going to the UK in October. Maybe you can pop on over. You don't make that one, there's always next year. Let's just work towards this.
You guys must have a ton of fun. I can just tell.
Yeah. That's pretty
accurate. Yeah, we attempt to.
I can imagine being a musician, you guys being a part of a kick-ass group of people, just playing live for people, and it just seems like so much fun. I totally envy that.
It's so fun.
It is a lot of fun, but I think most of the fun we have is also just being idiots, as we have been the last half hour, together.
Yeah,
like,
this is more fun.
Basically, just telling jokes to each other that most other people don't really get or understand.
Tell me an awkward story. Have you guys had any awkward stories at a show or in practice or anything awkward, funny?
Well, just yesterday, so I'll tell the horse story.
Oh, my God.
So just yesterday was Toronto Pride Week, a big parade, and we hang out with some other friends and other bands. And, we're on a front porch, and we're just chatting with someone who's a little bit under some influences, and she confides in us that she recently had a very spiritual experience in Nepal.
She was in Nepal. Keep in mind, she's like being dead serious right now.
And she's saying how this life changing experience left her with a mission that she is meant to
heal
animals. And we asked, like, well, what do you mean? And she goes, I don't know how to say this. And she looks a little bit like, she's shocked that she's saying it. There's a horse behind me right now. And I'm like, what do you mean? There's a horse behind me right now. And we look, there's no horse behind her. Spiritually, there is a horse behind me right now. And I'm not sure what that was intended to mean, but she has a horse behind her. And that's...
And we had to act really normal. Paul, you were actually you were great. You were like, well, you were asking normal questions. I was just kind of stunned. And her boyfriend was sitting next to her, and she's like, my boyfriend,
he's a skeptic.
That's right. We were like, oh.
He's a skeptic of the horse, the invisible horse.
I want an invisible horse.
And as for awkward moments in shows, we have them pretty much every show. Because I know it's hard to believe because we're so charming. We're horrible at stage banter. Like, so bad. So, pretty much every time. Hey, Jason. Our bass player walked in the room.
Jason's here!
Is that your guys' signal to get the hell out?
Unfortunately. Although, we would love to keep chatting for hours more, like apparently some of your other guests. But,
you are great liars.
No, honestly, we would love to. We don't really like working that much. We take any opportunity we can to
nor do I
not be productive. So
I wish you guys had told me that before I joined on.
Oh,
okay.
Dum dum dum.
sick burn.
Well, you guys are super awesome, super cool, and yeah, I could do this forever. That's just the thing that I do. Go ahead and tell everybody where they could find you. Tell everybody about your album that's coming out. What songs they should be looking forward to. I'm gonna close this episode out with Familiar Faces, and I'm gonna play Deal With It at the intro.
Cool.
Let's see. Well, you can find us at goodnightsunrise.com for most links to different social media applications and stuff.
Yeah, find us on Snapchat as well. That's actually more important than our website. Don't listen to any of our music. We don't care as long as you follow us on Snapchat @GNSRBand.
And all the other things. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter,
Tinder,
all the things that Kristen Wiig is not on, we're on.
Yeah, we're the anti-Kristen Wiig in terms of
yeah.
Tinder, Grindr, chat roulette.
We're on Yelp.
Uber.
We're on Just.
We're on. Yeah, we when we're not on the road to a gig, we have Uber, drive Uber.
Uber X, Uber Eats.
We really actually should do that.
Uber XL, Uber Mini.
Well, and then you mentioned it before, though. We're, of course, on Spotify, so be sure to check us out on Spotify and just search Goodnight Sunrise.
Yeah, it's so awesome. I just learned about Spotify, and then I only can hear like 5 of your songs, so I signed up for the premium so I can hear the rest of them and listen to them. And I've literally listened to the Create, Destroy, Create album probably about 15 times.
Wow.
That's amazing, dude. We appreciate it.
Yeah, well, my job, I literally can listen to stuff for 10, 11 hours, so I'll just let it play, keep playing.
Wicked.
So great.
Well, our next album will be out in September, and so Familiar Faces is the new single, and then Deal With It we put out in September. That's also from the upcoming album.
And it's going to kick ass.
Yeah, yes.
If there's one thing we convincing. Can say about it, it's going to be fucking rad.
I like a band that can fluctuate and has many different styles or, you know, vibes, and it's great. You guys are super cool, and I can't wait to hear the new album. I'll be checking that out in September when it comes out. But yeah, everyone can check out these two songs on this episode, which is going to be super cool.
Well, thank you so much for having us on.
Yo, yeah, for sure. Thank you for taking time out. I can hear you guys in there, hear the music playing. You guys are having a good time. You guys are super cool. And
that's our irate bassist. He just started playing. So he was like, you guys are so fucking, like, what? Get off this.
That's cool.
You've probably heard throughout in the background, if you hear just random noise, that's metal bands down the hall.
Oh yeah, we can hear it.
Massive building that we share all these rooms with.
Yeah, that adds to the atmosphere of the podcast. That's super cool though.
Okay, well, we'll see you in Toronto then.
Yeah, hold on, I'm booking a flight right now. Click.
Okay.
Wait, I can't afford that. Wait, I can. But do I want to? Maybe. All right, thanks guys for coming on. Anytime you want to do this again or have anything to promote, just let me know. And even if you don't want to stop by the podcast, just let me know, hey, my new album's coming out, and I'll mention it for you.
Well, thank you so much.
Awesome, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You guys have a great, super great Tuesday.
Thanks.
You too.
No, has anybody ever told you that before?
They have a great, super great Tuesday?
Yeah.
No, they haven't, and I wish that it would happen more often.
So, there it is. Good Night Sunrise, Vanessa, David, and Paul. And Jason popped in at the very end, but he didn't get to hang out for long. These guys are great. Go check out their album when it comes out in September. It's called Falling Awake, and this right here is the song called Familiar Faces, so I'm going to leave it with that. And until September, when their new album comes out, get on Spotify or download their album. Get on iTunes. Find them. You know, download the Create, Destroy, Create album because it's actually a really awesome album. And I enjoy it a lot. So here it is, Familiar Faces.
Then you break me down. In the morning you build me up. Then you break me down, down, down. You fill up all those empty spaces with all of your familiar faces. Streets ablaze with lights and crossfire races. Twist and turn like phosphorescent mazes. Lost and found, swept and torn, you're wasted. Hide and seek until you finally face it. You fill up all those empty faces with all of your familiar spaces. In the morning you build me up, then you break me down. In the morning you build me up, then you break me down. I remember seeing signs, whoa, oh, oh. I remember feeling fine, oh, oh. I remember leaving myself behind. I remember feeling you break down all of your defenses with all of your awakened senses. I'ma raise your arm and shaking senseless, blissful ignorance of consequences. You stand accused of your false pretenses. Sheep tripping over fences. You break down your awakened senses.